Section 9, Feats and Flights. Back in the main gallery, you'll find one of our largest aircraft, a 1939 Boeing Stearman. After the war, this military trainer was used for flight training here at the field and was a popular air show attraction. This specific plane was flown by Gus McLeod over the North Pole in April of 2000, the first open cockpit plane to accomplish this feat. Flying in temperatures as low as 50 degrees below zero and near zero visibility, Gus accomplished what many before him had died trying to accomplish. On his return flight, he developed engine trouble and set down on the ice. Gus later returned to find his plane had drifted some 80 miles toward Norway. The repaired plane made it back to the U.S., making its final flight into the College Park Airport, where Gus had received some of his initial flight training. Next to the Stearman is the Aircoop, a product of Henry Berliner's Engineering and Research Corporation, AERCO, which he founded in 1932. Building a factory in 1937, just across the street from the airport in Riverdale, Berliner used the airport for flight testing the first Aircoops. The cutaway Aircoop on the ground illustrates the plane's unique control system. All of the control surfaces were directly tied to the control wheel, eliminating the need for rudder pedals. The display case next to the Berliner helicopter illustrates the history of AERCO, which experienced unprecedented growth during World War II, building gun turrets and other aircraft systems for the Defense Department. The genius of engineer Fred Weick, the man that designed the Aircoop, is also a part of this exhibit. Do all of these airplanes have you ready to fly yourself? The blue 1939 Taylorcraft gives you the chance to do just that. Climb into the cockpit of the imagination plane and see how it feels to sit inside and work the controls of a real airplane.